A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all the things which they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens and hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to help them. And all their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher. You are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father, for you have one Father in heaven. Do not call a person master. You have one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself shall be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The essential statement in the Gospel today has to do with who is the greatest. There's something extraordinarily noble and generous, a wellness that appears inside of us when we choose to be a servant. Not when you're ordered to be a servant, or you're obliged, or you're commanded to be a servant, but when you choose to be a servant. I choose to bless you. I choose to forgive you. I choose to be generous to you, not because you merited this, but because I am your servant. That's the essential teaching of Jesus. That's the example that Jesus gives. He said, don't follow the example of the great religious leaders, the Pharisees and those who love the places of honor in synagogues. Don't follow their example. Be a servant person. There's something very noble about choosing to be a person. So when you journey through this day, you will find opportunities to be a servant, to share something with somebody, to listen to somebody, to forgive somebody, to overlook the faults and failings of another person, to give a compliment, to be a person that is servant. That's the teaching of the gospel here. And to take the word of God here and to translate this into human experience, we will have many opportunities today as we journey through our day to say, I will be the servant person. I will put the other person first. I will honor the other person. I will be generous. I choose, after the word of God here, I choose to be a servant. That's the word of God today. Amen. We pause now for a moment of silent prayer. We continue our prayers for the Holy Father, and also I have great concern for the people of the Ukraine. I mean, the great powers are making big decisions, but it will impact small nations like the Ukraine. And it's very difficult to know how this will be resolved, but how to honor the people of the Ukraine who have suffered so much. For this we pray. Amen.